If my band. Hey, this is Tim Blaine.
Who?
Tim Blaine.
Oh, Tim Blaine, the Tim Blaine Band.
That's the one.
Oh, this is Adam Olin.
And I'm James Wu.
We are the Tim Blaine Band. We are doing interpretive dance inside WMFO in Medford. It's pretty funky. It's great. So I guess somebody's gonna break my heart soon.
Kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother, and she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "All fine, Mom, how's Washington?" Party line is I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself. I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh!
Time.
James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Oh, says James to Red Molly, is a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I give you my Vincent to ride. They're taking a young James A.D. for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Oh, come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of a road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. Yes, said I give you my Vincent to ride. Says James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now mountains and Indians and grievances won't do. Ah, they don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. Oh, he reached for a hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels and aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
What do you do with the loving We'll be right back. on a clouded, breezy desert afternoon. Wanna see it untame itself and break its owner. Wanna see it now. Wanna see it now. We'll be right back.
hate you some, I love you some. Oh, I love you when I forget about me. I wanna be strong, I wanna live alone. I wanna belong to the living. Alive, alive, I wanna get up and drive. Wanna wreck my stockings in some jukebox dive. Do you want, do you want, do you wanna dance with me, baby? Take a chance on maybe finding some sweet romance with me, baby. Well, come on. All I really, really want our love to do is to bring out the best in me and in you too. My mind seesaws. Do you see, do you see, do you see how you hurt me, baby? So I hurt you too. Then we both get so blue. I am on a lonely road and I am traveling, looking for the key to set me free. Oh, the jealousy, the greed is the unraveling. It's the unraveling and it undoes all the joy that could be. I wanna have fun, I wanna shine like the sun. Wanna be the one that you wanna see. Wanna knit you a sweater, wanna write you a love letter. Wanna make you feel better, wanna make you feel.
Me, I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
No. Mr. Race! looking sly and looking fine, like you're about to say this fool. And I know that there are ways to say you're down to play, yeah, even how to say that's cool. But all the hyenas and the chicas and the vatos today use the only word that says it true.
Double. So you plastic.
Strawberry.
Tune into WMFO on Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-life historical events. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music.
I want you to play kind of.
Every episode has a different theme, like the Tears of the Gods sound collages it alternates with. The program explores an extremely wide range of music styles, including rock, jazz, funk, punk, electronic, ambient, metal, country, classical, disco, and J-pop.
I love it so much.
So listen in on the web stream at WMFO.org or the 91.5 FM Hertzian waves on Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, non-commercial, community, freeform radio.
Some people really like it and some just don't.
Got it in the mail one morning. There was no return address. Just my name in gold leaf on the front. There was no time or location. There was really no info at all. No date, no place, no time, no RSVP. But it said you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. I didn't think much about it. It seemed like a really dumb joke. Later that week, it was Friday once again. So I took it down to a disco that wouldn't have me in a million years. I flashed it once and I was inside with a drink. I really didn't stay too long there. No one was having much fun. I made my way to a party all the way across town. I was thrown by the friend of the next thing. I wasn't sure if I should go. But when I got up in the place, there were smiles all up and down. I grabbed my ex in the kitchen. I told her I was sorry I came, but she looked at me with a glazed smile and said, you are invited for anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so for home kinda early. The party wasn't all that great.
saw my neighbor out crying on his front porch. I stopped to see what his deal was. I didn't catch much through the sobs. Something about a party and he didn't go. I thought about it for a second, with the invite in my hands. I threw it down at his feet and I said, you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so needed. If you really want to go, you are invited for all time. For all time. For all time.
Twist from my hips, yeah. it's unfair that I'm here and you are there. I feel short in the exchange, I'll show you mine. You walk away, I'm wearing mine. Out on my sleeve, you're wearing yours or I can't see. But I'll remember your face for years to come and wonder what you thought about when you got home. Like a kiss on the lips, come closer and I'll tell you exactly how it is. And I'm barely breathing, I'm moving ahead, but if I see you smile, it's gonna knock me dead. I'm stiff in my tracks, trying to recover from whatever drug you used to put me under. His first name. I don't believe in love at first.